We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking Manhattan Virtual Academy, and we've got Principal Brooke Blank joining us in studio. And it's a neat program that's offered to not just Manhattan Ogden students, but students across the state. And, you know, I'm curious, parents hear this, and they're like, hey, that might be a good fit. How do they get a hold of you there and maybe get their kids signed up?
Well, we have a website, manhattanvirtualacademy.org. We're also, of course, connected through the district's website. So that's one way you can learn a lot about us, and that are also our enrollment connection is on that webpage. However, we only have, we open our enrollment in late April, and it closes then in late August. It's a little bit different than when you move to a town, when you move to a city, Manhattan, and you have a school in your community that you can enroll in. Whereas with online schools, they're more of a option or a choice. And so we have the option to only have our enrollment open for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a caller here real quick. I might have you put the headphones on.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody has a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you so much for your alternative educational techniques. The whole family has constantly had problems with the brick and mortar. I did and went into a vocational program. Luckily, we had summer school, so I was able to get enough credits doing a half-day vocational. And then my son had been enrolled at Nova University since he was 6 months old in Fort Lauderdale in that experimental school. And when we brought him up to Kansas in the 1980s, we had a train wreck with the brick-and-mortar schools. But he was able to find an educational technique that got his master's degree. And then his son now here in Manhattan had a train wreck with the brick-and-mortar school. And your system saved him. And now he's out in Colorado, and everything he touches turns to magic. Thank you so much for all of your efforts.
Well, thank you for that. That's really great feedback, and it's really nice to hear that your son is flourishing in his adult professional life.
And you probably get a lot of that. These people that the students that go through these programs go on and have success after high school.
You know, they really do. We didn't talk about graduation yet, and typically we have a senior class of about 40 every year. It fluctuates, of course. And most of those students many of those students have gone on to other colleges. They've earned scholarships. Our students earn about $70,000 to $100,000 worth in scholarships when they graduate overall. They go on to state universities. They go on to technical programs. They even hop into careers, just expanding their own individual lives once they graduate from MVA.
As far as you hear that these kids are taking their class online, mm-hmm. and maybe there's some worry out there about social growth for because they're not in class every day sitting next to somebody. Do you hear that a lot, or is that even a problem?
Sometimes it's definitely a concern when people first hear about online schools. And we all know that students and the youth today are really social in an online world and through social media. And so people do worry about that. And while our students do make friends in their online classes, we talked about how they get together at certain times with their teachers and they're in V classes. It's very much like a brick and mortar class. They're just online. But we do like those students once they like to make friends with one another. They build relationships with our teachers. We do like to get them together face-to-face. We offer at least one academic outing every month. Now we're into two academic outings a month. And what those are is we go out to different places across the state trying to reach our different groups of students. And we do some fun learning together. We've gone to NetApp in Wichita a couple of times. That's where the cloud is, so to speak. And did a tour and learned about how cloud storage works. We've been to the USDA Research Bake Lab here in Manhattan and learned about wheat production. And the end of this week, we are actually going to the KBI and the KBI school at Washburn University doing a tour, learning about the different careers in that arena, and how to enroll, et cetera. So we always incorporate some kind of post-secondary or postgraduate experience in those academic outings while we're getting our students together face-to-face.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. The kids have a lot of fun. Oh, you're the one that's in my class. And they've really made some strong connections with our teachers.
And a lot of them are in clubs as well?
Yeah, we have clubs. They are online, but they're a lot of fun. It's more of a time for them to get together with one another, with classmates that have common interests. We have an astronomy club. We have an incredible photography club. Man, the photos those students are taking and sharing, and some are entering into contests. It's incredible. We have a yearbook club because we put a yearbook together every year. A leadership club that helps make plans and decisions for our school and for our middle school kids and some of our high school kids. I shouldn't limit it to middle school. We have a new Harry Potter club, and that's been a huge success this year. So nice. Lots of opportunities for our students to interact socially.
Nice to see Harry Potter still popular.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
As far as, let's say there's some people out there maybe haven't completed their GED. Is that something that's offered through the Virtual Academy?
So that's a great question. Unfortunately, we don't have a GED program. Now, here locally, our GED, the GED program for residents or for people in Manhattan, of course, is through MATC. However, we do have some adults that do enroll in our program. We do have an adult track. It's a more independent learning, and they can work through their courses a little bit differently than our very scheduled, regimented high school and middle school courses. So we do have that opportunity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as cost to attend, is there a tuition you got to pay each year to attend classes?
We have an enrollment and materials fee of $85 a year. And because we're part of this USD 383 school district, publicly funded, we do have a free and reduced schedule just like any other brick-and-mortar school would have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, is there scholarship opportunities there? Or maybe not for the Virtual Academy, but maybe beyond even for colleges and such.
So are you asking, do our students have the opportunity to earn scholarships?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have Kansas scholars completers. We have students that earn both academic and some are even athletic scholarships, which brings me to a point. One of the things that makes Manhattan Virtual Academy stand out above some of that makes us different maybe than some of the other virtual schools is that our courses are NCAA approved. So that means that any student athlete that takes their core course content from us, it's approved by the NCAA so that it can be approved for Division I, Division II colleges.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. And there's a few athletes that will go on.
I
know
definitely.
We've had some before. I think there's even one this year on the football team, if I'm not mistaken. Well, that's great. It's mm-hmm. It's a really neat opportunity here that I'm not sure a lot of folks know about here locally, but it is offered through Manhattan, and you said it's one of many in the state of Kansas, but mm-hmm. Certainly draws a lot of interest from outside. If you have like 140 some people.
Yep, we do. It's a great way to connect people to Manhattan and connect families and students from all across the state. But we love having a variety of students, ages, backgrounds, interests. It makes our school really diverse and very interesting.
Well, with just the way online learning is past high school, do you think this is the future of education?
You know, there's always going to be some component of online or digital content learning. And being able to figure out, it is very different than in a brick and mortar. We don't have somebody walking by our desk and keeping us focused, and we don't have someone telling us it's time to go on to the next thing. So there's a lot of skills that are being developed while students are in online courses. So, to be able to help students figure out how to manage their time and budget their time and work independently, because it is going to continue to grow in our world, whether it's in middle school, high school, college, or even in training in the workforce. We all know that that's an integral part of what we do. So we feel like we're really preparing our students. Any students who are part of MVA are being prepared for what's next in the world of technology and learning online.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give the website one more time for anybody interested and wants to get more information.
Sure. It's manhattanvirtualacademy.org. You can find us there. And, of course, you can find us on USD 383 website.
Okay. Brooke Blank is the principal there at Manhattan Virtual Academy. Thanks so much.
And hey, thanks. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah, we'll bring you on some time down the road and see how things are going.
Oh, I'd love to come back.
All right.
All righty.
Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.